Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, it's a glorious day today for the start of the official swimming season, and a lot of you around the country are probably hitting the beach, and I'm joined on the line now by Caroline Casey, Water Safety Development Officer for Cork County Council, who I think is on a beach. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, Brendan. Nice to speak to you. Greetings from lovely sunny Inchidani this morning.
And how is it there?
It's fantastic, Brendan. We have blue skies, very little cloud. To my right-hand side at the West Beach, we have a good few swimmers. And on my left side at the East Beach, we have people doing yoga on the beach. We have some stand-up paddleboarders, and there's lots of people walking. So it's fantastic here this morning.
Okay, and look, we are going to be giving people kind of advice on safety and everything else, but fundamentally, it's great that people are getting out enjoying it, isn't it, Caroline?
Oh, it's fantastic, Brendan, and it's great to see the weather so good the first day of service for all the beach lifeguard teams right around the country. So I suppose the message is really that just to think safety when you're around the water at all times, and we'd be delighted to see the people coming out and using our fabulous beaches.
Okay, so the lifeguards are on from today, just at the weekends for now, is it?
That's correct, Brendan. So we work weekends in June, a full-time July and August, and the first two weekends in September. And our duty hours are from 10:30 in the morning until 7 p.m. in the evening.
Okay. What's the water temperature like right now, Caroline? It's warming up relatively, isn't it?
It is, Brendan, yeah. It's fairly typical for this time of the year. Like, it can vary kind of between 12 and a half degrees, so it is nice.
Okay, but I suppose, again, key message to people, if you're not used to it, be careful.
Absolutely, that's the key message. And if you're not used to it, acclimatise slowly. So you're going in and you're acclimatising slowly, getting the body warmed up slowly to the water, that you do everything kind of measured, you know.
Okay. What other pieces of advice for anyone who's thinking people will be heading to the beach today? People will also be going to rivers, lakes, all kinds of swimming spots.
Well, the key message really, Brendan, is you always swim at a lifeguarded waterway. Okay, so swim where the lifeguards are on duty. And you'll know where they're on duty because you'll see the flags up. So the red and yellow flag shows that the lifeguards are on duty. You swim between the flags, close and parallel to the shore. If there's a red flag up, it's advised not to swim. And you can check with the lifeguards the reasons why we might have the red flag up. And if there's an area with a black and white checkered flag, it's the area for surfing. And we don't swim in those areas. And again, I suppose the other key message is, you know, you need to be supervising children around water all the time. Whether you're on the sand or in the water, Brendan, we need to supervise kids because we lose an average of 30 kids every 10 years in Ireland. And the main reasons children drown are lack of supervision and lack of education. OK, so we can, if we supervise them adequately, then they'll be fine and safe around the water.
Okay. Inland swimming at places like reservoirs, quarries, various kind of quarry lakes and this kind of thing, you don't really encourage it, do you?
Absolutely not, Brendan. We never swim, or we never encourage people to swim at reservoirs or quarries. The water temperature is much colder and you never know what's underneath the water. You could be putting yourself at huge risk. And if you think quarries, the edge of quarries, it's very loose stone, so it's very difficult to get out if you need to get out. So no, we would never, ever recommend that.
Okay, and no inflatables?
Absolutely not. We call them the silent killers in our job, Brendan. You can get swept out to sea in the blink of an eye, and the winds can change very fast. Okay, so please, if you're going to any open waterway, don't bring inflatables. They're too dangerous.
Okay, just tell me a bit briefly about rip currents. Like where you are there in Inchidani now, there's usually a fairly delineated two flags that you swim between, and you don't go outside of that for currents, isn't it?
That's right. Well, I suppose where I'm at Inchidani at the minute, as you know, there's a channel at the both the east and western end of this beach. So anywhere you've channels or you've piers or if you've any rocks or anything like that that's stopping the flow of water, you will have currents in those areas, right? And the rip current is a current that's very fast flowing out to sea. You'll notice it because usually there'll be a break in the waves and it looks like a kind of a flat area. But actually, it's not the area that you should swim in. If you do get caught in rip currents, what you do is you swim at an angle back to the beach, or if you are in difficulty, you put up your hand and you shout for help. Or the other thing is you can swim or you can float on your back, so float to live is what we call it, and it will take you out and bring you back in again. So if the water looks different, it is different, and that's where you shouldn't be swimming.
Okay, and the floating is key, isn't it? Like, we should teach all kids how to just turn on their back and float, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. And when we're teaching the kids to swim, we talk about it as being a star float. So you have the hands extended and the legs extended and you're lying back. And of course, it's great to say not to panic. But the thing is, panic can cause people to get into difficulty. So just lie back on your back and float. Literally, you're doing what it says, float to live.
Okay. Caroline, is the common sense thing is basically like swim where there are loads of other people around, swim in places you know, and swim where there's lifeguards?
100%. You should never ever swim on your own for obvious reasons. If you get into difficulty, there's nobody that can actually help you in that situation. If you see somebody in difficulty, always ring 999 or 112 and look for the Coast Guard to give you some assistance.
Okay, well, listen, to you and to all the beach lifeguards around Ireland today, Caroline, and they're a great bunch of young people. Keep up the good work, Caroline Cassidy. Thank you very much for a blast of the beach at the start of the show.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.